during the break, a conversation broke out of something I was not remotely aware of. And, you know, Al's going on vacation next week. He is not going on a cruise, but he's going to Montana. But the whole cruise thing came up, and something has piqued your interest, apparently.
Yeah, so the Carnival Cruise Line has taken action against a certain demographic of the melon kind, if you will, there, Al Dukes. And
what?
The melanin.
Okay.
Black folks in general.
Okay.
And so the cruise line has said they're done with marijuana on the cruise line. You cannot have no wireless speakers. There's a popular song by 803 Fresh. They have a song called Where the Fans At. It's popular amongst the blacks. And there's a part of the song where they go where the fans at, and people have these large fans, and they clack the fans. It's like clack, 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 right? So the cruise ship has said, the end with that song. We're not doing that damn song no more. And for minors, 17 and younger, you can't be walking around past 1 p.m. 1 a.m., excuse me. And if you are, you must be accompanied by an adult. And I'm reading these guidelines, and I'm reading these new set of rules, and I'm saying to myself, this has Al Dukes written all over. Al Dukes, I felt like, was on the Carnival Cruise Line and wrote an extensive, letter to the cruise, the Carnival Cruise people, and said, hey, this must be brought to the people ASAP.
This would read like my Google review for Carnival Cruise.
Yes.
A lot of too many people with these speakers smoking weed everywhere.
Right. And so I was like, did Al Dukes have any? Are you a cruise guy?
I have been on multiple cruises, even though I can't imagine. Like, I watched that Poop Cruise documentary. I couldn't imagine going on another cruise. I don't know how I talked myself into going on them.
But you
in the past.
Did enjoy yourself.
Yeah, but I will say the last time I was questioning myself when I got on it. I was like, what am I doing? Why am I
That here? Was the Alaskan cruise?
No, that one was this one where I took a cruise out of Bayonne because I thought I didn't want to get on an airplane. I just thought, well, you cut out that whole hassle. I'll just go out of Bayonne to Bermuda, I think it went to.
From Bayonne to Bermuda?
Yeah. The problem with that is you're on the boat too long.
Yeah,
right?
You're on the boat too long.
There's not enough of Bermuda, I would think.
Yeah, you're seeing more of Staten Island than you are Bermuda.
Yeah, there's a lot of Bayonne people that hop on that cruise.
So explain to me then why in the black community. So I'm reading, all right, guests 17 and under up to 1 a.m. To me, that seems fine. I have no issue
with agree
that.
With that.
I don't need a 14-year-old wandering around the ship at 3 a.m.
Yeah, because dumb things happen.
That's fine.
I agree with that.
The personal listening devices, the use of, I mean, I hate when people, I was in a doctor's office last week, and a woman is watching YouTube on her phone.
Loud.
On like volume 8.
Yeah.
And
Did you give it a look?
I personally don't care.
You gave her the look.
But it is annoying. And
you
people
stared
do it on
at her. Like...
No, I didn't stare. Well, she was had her back to me, so it was fine.
Okay.
But I have no, to me, that's fair. Earphones needed in public areas. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I agree with it.
Now, you're saying the handheld fan thing,
the 803,
because of that specifically, you think?
Feels like a target.
Okay.
There's other songs out there, right? It's just, this song in particular is a hot song right now amongst the blacks.
All right, so
we love this song. Our grandmothers dance to this song.
All right, so
church folks dance to this song.
Tell me, if this is against the black community or not? Restrictions on bringing certain beverages on board.
Well, yeah, they don't want
everybody does that.
Yeah,
like,
but
I know when I went on the one cruise, I remember in Mexico we got tequila that we bought. We brought back because it was cheap or whatever.
Yeah,
like, that's not a white black thing, is it?
I don't know.
Now, this one is the one they're alleging is, and this is what it says on the Google AI, alleged bans on the wobble dance.
Yes, the wobble.
And restrictions on rap and hip-hop music. Now, that would obviously feel wrong.
You think?
Yes. But the rest of them, though, don't.
No, but my point
and
is.
And by the way, they deny this.
Of course they are. But,
well,
you know,
I don't know.
Taylor Swift isn't singing Whoop, There It Is. You know what I mean?
But they're still going to play that on the cruise ship, no?
There are songs that are our songs. They're taking those songs off the ship.
Okay. I mean, all right. They deny. Where do you stand on this?
Well, to your point, being a 42-year-old dad, I agree with a good portion of it. Yeah. Most of it. There's no reason to take our fans away. All right? We just like to dance with fans. That's what the blacks like to do in the summertime. All right?
That seems fun to me.
It is fun. The marijuana, I kind of get, you know, you want to be chiefing and walking around. There's kids running around. It's a little sexy.
I don't get the gummy thing, though. Who are you hurting by doing a gummy?
They don't want none of it. They don't want the pens, the vapes, the gummies, the blunts, the L's, whatever you're doing.
But I get all that where it's visual and you can see. You take a gummy in your... I mean, I guess you make the same case. You could do the vape in your room, too.
Yeah.
But the gummy thing, I mean, who's to say it's not a gummy vitamin?
Whatever it is, they don't want it.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'm not cruising anytime soon.
But this my point to it all, this had Al Dukes written all over it, and I had to bring it to his attention.
I was looking. I go, maybe I will go on another cruise.
All of a sudden, mind is changing. Yeah. He is going to Montana, though.
I am aware of that, Montana. Which,
big
by the way,
yesterday.
He still hasn't given us any reason.
No. You panicked me the other day, so that...
What happened?
Monday, I went home, and I was frantically starting to book things so that I had something to do when
and
I
what
got there.
What did we come up with there?
Fly fishing.
Okay. I mean, you and the lady?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very romantic.
casting flies.
Have you done this before?
No.
Because it's an art.
No,
fly fishing is hard. It's not like regular fishing.
Yeah, no, I did more like I'm from New Jersey. I'm expecting to go fly fishing in Montana. Whatever the most basic is, that's what I want to do.
Okay. You're going to be doing that in somebody's backyard. I don't think it's going to be.
I don't think.
Do you think he'll be tying his own flies?
No, not at all.
I don't know what that means.
Al, I just feel like, does your lady consider you a man's man?
No.
Well, this is a trip where you need to be a man's man. This is the great outdoors. And I feel like you're struggling before you even
what
take
else
flight.
Other than the fly fishing?
Yellowstone National Park, go around there, tour that.
That's a lot of walking.
Big Sky Country, Jerry.
Big Sky.
All right, what else?
Hot Springs. That's where you go into these hot...
You bathe.
You bathe.
Yeah.
Hot springs with other disgusting
people. Yeah, in
public,
right.
How long does that take?
I don't know. I hope all
I'm
day.
Just wondering if you're... I don't think so. Like I know the fly fishing is going to be a good portion of the day. Yellowstone, you can walk around forever. The hot springs is not.
I mean, the hot springs is not. No.
Then what happened?
Really it's just hard for me to believe a guy who's a germaphobe wants to sit in a bath, a public hot bath.
Yeah. Like right now, I'm like, oh, that'll be fun. But when I get there, I'll be like, I'm not going in this.
Did you pay for it?
No.
No. Oh. Okay. Maybe you won't then. All right. So you've got like 2 days worth of things.
The first
planned.
Day,
sounds
I get
like
there,
you got nothing.
You can't really do anything. You just go look around. Second day, Yellowstone. Third day, Big Sky. Fourth day, fly
what does Big
fishing.
Sky mean? What does that mean?
That's the Big Sky Resort. It's a big skiing resort. In the summer, they have other.
Oh, so you got
things.
Stuff to do.
Yeah.
So your trip's booked then.
Even just driving around, Jerry, that's going to kill a lot of time.
Do you take a lot of pictures?
I take some pictures. I don't think
you
I take
what
a
he
lot.
Just said. Like he can't wait to get in the car to kill time. Vacation.
No, but you're looking at beautiful mountains.
Oh, yeah. I understand. I mean, some beautiful mountains in Arizona, too.
I thought you should take a painting. Be more expressive that way.
I tried painting once. It was very difficult.
That's why he tries the piano and the guitar.
Oh, okay. So you're just swinging at anything to keep your mind occupied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, 56 and single.
He's not really single, though.
Yeah.
He's not, though.
They're not cohabitating.
I understand.
Are you single, yes or no, Al?
Well, I'm not married, and we don't live together. But
you're not single.
I'm not single.
So like, if a girl asked you out Friday night, you're not going.
Depends on the girl.
Right.
Is it Jared Goff's wife?